Om Shanti, good morning. Today is 2nd of January 2019. Blessing. May you remain a constantly carefree trustee and with the Father's help, change a crucifix into a thorn. May you remain a constantly carefree trustee and with the Father's help, change a crucifix into a thorn. The past accounts are like a crucifix, but with the Father's help, they become like a thorn. Adverse situations will definitely come because everything has to be settled here. But the Father's help changes them into a thorn. Because the great Father is with you, it makes a big thing small. Have this faith and remain constantly carefree. As a trustee, change mine into yours and become light, and all burdens will finish in a second. So just revise the first line again. The past accounts are like a crucifix, but with the Father's help, they become like a thorn. How many of us have experienced this with Baba already? That something that we thought was huge, difficult, overwhelming, suddenly became as small as a thorn. And also people's sicknesses, even if they might be enduring a heavy, physical karmic burden, but with Baba's help, it's like it really does become like the prick of a thorn. And so it just goes to show that this whole process of changing our karmic accounts cannot be done just with our own selves. We need Baba's help. In fact, there are so many people taking stress management courses and anger management courses and conflict management courses, but still their conflict doesn't go away, their anger doesn't go away, their stress doesn't go away. So the tips are there, the tools are there, but where is the Father's help? And so it's only when we really reach out to Baba and we make him belong to us that then we build or bridge that connection with Baba, where we allow the power to flow through to us. In fact, there's a saying that if you feel God is distant, then who did the moving? So it's not that the Father moved away from us, but we moved away from the Father. We were meant to be in Baba's company. We were meant to be always under Baba's canopy of protection as part of Baba's family. But it's we moved away, and as a result of that, we became alone, stranded. And now it's time to go back and take his help, take his lap, so to speak. I'm also reminded here of the story of the crosses. Each one of us has a cross to bear. In other words, we all have difficult situations, and it's like our story, it's our storyline, that this is our people around us, this is our set of karmic accounts, and this is life. So there was a man one day who got a bit tired of his life and the cross that he was bearing, and he went to God, and he said to God, here's my cross, and I think you've given me a very difficult cross to bear, a very difficult life. So God said, okay, my child, put it down over there. And God said, take any other cross from this room that you would like, and any other life, and you're welcome to change the cross. So the man went around the room and looking at all the other crosses, of course, some big and some looking very difficult. And then he said, God, I will take that cross over there, that small cross over there in the corner. And God said, child, that's the cross that you walked in with. So when we really look at our lives, when we compare them with others, we realize that it is not a big deal. Actually, we are hardly enduring the problems that the people are enduring. And Baba's help is always there. This is the point. And under any circumstance, Baba's help is always there. And all we need to do is reach out. See, the thing is, it's not the karmic accounts will go away. The karmic accounts have to be settled and they will come to us. But they become small as we use the great Baba. And that's what he's saying, because the great Father is with you, it makes a big thing small. And even in the Avyak Murli of 31st, Baba said that, you know, where there is Baba, there cannot be but. Where you have Baba's company, there cannot be a but. We cannot say, oh, I'd love to do this, but, or is this possible, but. Because Baba is with us, he's the great Father, the great one, then the big thing becomes small. And the only way we can make something small or smaller is that we have to become bigger than it. We have to become greater than it. We have to have a bigger heart, a bigger vision, unlimited heart. And this is how we make things small. If we are looking down at that situation, of course it's going to feel very big. But as we transcend it, as we go above and beyond and look down at it, then everything starts to feel so small. So yeah, we have to go above it, we have to become bigger than it, and then everything feels very small. So back to this thing of, I cannot change myself without the Father's help. And this is a very important point, that Baba has come to change us. And so we need to trust, actually, we need to trust that Baba is going to change us. And it's not me making effort on my own. If I think that I'm doing this on my own, then it's practically impossible. But knowing that he's with me, then it makes something so difficult so easy. And sometimes it's not that you see him doing anything, but just knowing that his company is there, his moral support is there. And this faith just makes us remain totally carefree. So how does one remain carefree? Actually, if one has a good assistant, or one has a good helper, or a planner, or organizer, then that person can remain very carefree, knowing that I have this help, I have this assistance. And so isn't this the case with Baba? Isn't he like the greatest assistant, the greatest secretary, the greatest event organizer? That if we just call out to him, then of course he will, make things happen easily. So many times we are faced with situations and we have to use the power of discrimination. Actually, in fact, we were reading this Ramesh Bhai stories that he's written about his time with Brahma Baba. And he was saying that Brahma Baba had to, you know, make so many decisions in the yajna. And because he had a good intellect, a good discriminating intellect, because of that, he was able to take the right decision. He was able to find a solution to every problem. And he said, if we do not do this, if we don't have a good discriminating intellect, then how are we going to manage the problems of our subjects in the future? So he was saying that basically there has to be a good dharana and a good yoga to develop this discriminating intellect. And so there are so many stories of Brahma Baba, and for example, how when they purchased Pokhran House, Pokhran House is the initial name for Pandu Bhavan, and it used to belong to the king of Pokhran, and that used to be his summer house. And he hardly came, which is why it wasn't really well maintained. So there was the horses stables where Ishudadi's office is, and the Tower of Peace was two tennis courts, because he loved horses, so he had just kept some stables for the horses. So anyway, the whole thing didn't look very pretty when they first saw it. And they were staying in another place. Brahma Baba was actually staying in a minister's cottage, and another house had been taken up for the children. So they were continually asked to move from these ministers' cottages, ministers' buildings actually. And they kept asking for extensions because they were looking for the right place. And what happened is every time they went, the chief minister of Rajasthan would say, okay, another 2 months. Finally, he said, that's it. You know, you've had your stay and you have to vacate in 24 hours. So anyway, to cut a long story short, Baba sent Vishwakishore Dada to meet somebody, some person that he had known, I think Hiralal. And they went, and Hiralal actually knew the president at that time, president of India. And they went, and initially it was difficult to meet the president. And the secretary said, you can't just come here without an appointment. So they sat outside the office, and just in 5 minutes, the president comes out for some reason, and he sees his friend, this Hiralal. And Hiralal had been his school friend. So Hiralal and the president had been friends from childhood. And as soon as the president saw Hiralal, he said, please come inside. So he went inside, and he said, how can I help you? And they explained the situation. Hiralal wrote a letter. He told his secretary immediately to write a letter for another 2 month extension. And he signed it, and they took the letter immediately to Jaipur and met the chief minister. And he said, before I meet you, have you vacated yet? The chief minister replied. And they said, well, we have a letter here. And as soon as he saw the envelope from the president's office, he opened it and he became quiet. And so now they were given another further 2 month extension to stay and in those cottages, ministers' cottages, and they could now repair Pokhran House. And that's how they bought it, and that's how Pandavan came about. So in all of this, you see, Brahma Baba just kept the courage, and he just kept the faith that it's Baba's task and it will happen. There's also another very beautiful story which Rani Ben of Muzaffarbad has often shared. And the story is like this. So basically, she said that she used to share the room with Dadi Kumarka, and Dadi Kumarka would tell her stories of Brahma Baba's time. And so one day what happened is she was doing security duty, because in those days the sisters were asked to do security, night security and day security. So she was doing security duty during the day, and it was lunchtime, so she put another sister in her position and she went to have lunch. And when she went to have lunch, she noticed, I mean, lunch was just about to start, but she noticed that there was not enough dal. So she made an announcement that everyone should not take dal twice. And Brahma Baba was there, Mama was there, everybody was lined up, sitting on the floor, you know, about to start to eat. And Baba didn't like this announcement. So Baba got up and he went to his room. He went to his room and sat to meditate. And Mama followed him, and then Dadis followed him. And first they sat with him in meditation. And then one of them said, "Baba, the children are waiting." And Baba said, Brahma Baba said, "Baba is talking to Baba." And so they continued sitting a bit more. And then when he had finished, they came back to eat, and they finished, as usual, the meal. So they finished the meal, and everything was done as normal. And then from the back gate, there's this person coming with his bullock cart, and the security person there is telling him, "Go back, you know, there's no way through here, you can't go through here." But he continued to proceed, and he continued to proceed, and then the security man or person, I don't know, asked him, what is it that you want?" He said, "I don't know, but I've been told to bring this bullock cart here with all the stuff in it, and I have to drop it off here." And he said, "Who told you?" And he said, I don't know, I've been inspired. I've been inspired to come here and to drop this off here." He said, "What do you have in the back of your bullock cart?" And he says, "I have dal." And so Baba, this person went and told Baba that somebody's at the back gate. So Baba says, "Okay, give him lunch, and then Baba will meet him." So he was given lunch, and then he came to see Baba, and Baba said, "Child, what is it? Like, what happened?" And he says, "I don't know, Baba, but somebody inspired me, somebody touched me to come here. They said, you have to go here with this." He goes, "In fact, I was going to the village to sell this, but I was guided, I was directed to come here and to drop this off. And this is the dal." And so, of course, Brahma Baba, in Rani Ben's words, she was saying, like, she didn't think, you know, Baba didn't think that God would deliver within the hour or within a short time. And, you know, he could think this way because he knew that Baba is in charge of the yajna. It's Baba's task, it's Baba's work. And so Baba's the one that's going to get it done. And so this is the faith, I think, that we are being encouraged to have, is it's really Baba's work. Baba's here to change us. Baba's here with us and guiding us. And his constant company and canopy is with us. And so there is really nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. And lastly, there's a story which you may have heard of the little girl. And so she's on the plane with this senior man next to her, elderly senior man, and they've been chatting for a while. He's asking her the usual questions: how old are you and how are you? And but of course he wonders why she's traveling alone, but he doesn't want to ask too many questions. So they've struck a little conversation and they feel comfortable with each other. And then the captain announces that there's going to be heavy turbulence, and to tie the seatbelt and to stay rest assured, everything's going to be okay. And sure enough, the turbulence comes, heavy turbulence comes, and the plane starts shaking. And as the plane starts shaking, this elderly man is clenching to his seat as tightly as he can, and he says, "Oh my God." And each time the plane shakes, he says, "Oh my God." And meanwhile, the little girl is sitting quietly beside him in her seat, and she's coloring her book and using the crayons, and quite calm and, you know, collective. And then as soon as the turbulence ends, again, the pilot comes on and says, "We apologize for the bumpy ride, and that we'll be landing soon." So this elderly man couldn't help himself, and he says to the girl, he says, "You are just a little girl. I've never met anybody braver than you in my life. Tell me, dear, how is it that you remained so calm while all of us adults were so afraid?" And she looked at him in his eyes and said, "My father is the pilot, and he's taking me home." So isn't this the case, that Baba is our pilot? We have to trust the pilot. We have to just remain carefree, a trustee, and give everything of ours to him, and just know, there has to be this knowingness, conviction, that Baba is going to take us home. He's going to make us light, light as in bright, and light as in lightweight, and he's going to carry us home. And this is the faith that keeps us making the effort, that we are not alone, but Baba is with us. Om Shanti.